Hello, this is Susan from Executive Voice. Today I was talking to a partner with whom I'm doing some work in the future, and I'll let you know about this in due course. And she was working with a new organisation. She said that everybody there was great, but there were one or two key members of her team that she just couldn't get past their voice. This sounds like quite an interesting comment. But she described it more. The people that she works with are all lovely, as I said, but they have quite strong regional accents. And by this, I have to say, I mean an Essex accent. And she said that she couldn't get past their voice, the fact that they're very loud, these particular individuals, and their voices are quite nasal, so she's not able to focus on her work all the time if there's a conversation going on in the office. Now, of course, when you work in an office as opposed to working at home or in your individual office, it's always going to be slightly different. But I was particularly interested in her comment, I can't get past their voice. In a way, subconsciously, she was actually blocking off any good qualities about these people because the only thing she could think of was their voice. Can you think of people that you have met or possibly you work with who you aren't able to get past their voice? Is it that their accent is very, very strong, so you have difficulty understanding them? Or is the tone of their voice awkward or challenging for you to listen to? Perhaps they mumble, or perhaps they have a very nasal voice or a very high-pitched voice. Now, take a step back. Is your voice a challenge? Can people not get past your voice to find out who you are and what positive qualities you have? I think that this is something for you to think about and possibly be honest with, rather like looking at yourself in a mirror, just taking that step back and thinking, is my voice putting people off? This is Susan from Executive Voice.